Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
You know what's going to be? When's going to be a nice evening? December 8th. That's because the Leukemia Research Foundation, the dad's chapter of the Leukemia Research Foundation, is hosting their Rockin' for a Cure benefit. Carl Alston is the spokesperson for the Leukemia Research Foundation. He joins us here on WGN. Hello, Carl. How are you?
Thank you very much for emceeing our lovely affair on December 8th.
Well, it's my pleasure to come back. I was shocked last year that it was. I've been there as many years as I have been, but it's a wonderful event, and it does great things. For people who may not be familiar with it, explain what the Leukemia Research Foundation does.
Well, the Leukemia Research Foundation does three things. We the number one thing that we do is we fund research for to find a cure for all the blood cancers. That's leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and myelodysplastic syndrome. So funding research to find a cure is the first thing we do. Second thing we do is we provide patient educational programs so people can understand a little bit more about the disease that they may have been diagnosed with, or a family member, to learn about the disease and learn what to do and how to be helpful and how to get healthy again. And then the third thing we do is we fund patient financial assistance programs so we can be of help to those patients in need.
Sounds like great work. Now, you guys had a banner year last year with fundraising, correct?
Fantastic year. In fact, we were able to fund $1.2 million in research.
Wow.
And that is probably the second highest total that we've had in our 70-year history. And that's thanks to everybody who comes to events like Rockin' for a Cure and the other things that we do and donate to the foundation, because if we didn't have that kind of support, none of this stuff would happen and we probably wouldn't even be around.
Now, Rockin' for a Cure, as I mentioned, is sponsored by the Dad's Chapter of the Leukemia Research Foundation. Are these fathers who have one of these blood cancers? Are they fathers whose children? How does the Dad's Chapter work?
Well, the organization, the Dad's Chapter of the Leukemia Research Foundation, was founded sort of in memory of a few dads who were lost to leukemia, a couple dads and a father-in-law who were lost to leukemia. And that was back in the around 2005, 2006, when the chapter was founded. All the chapters of Leukemia Research Foundation represent families and individuals who've been impacted by a blood cancer, either lost a family member, or in a couple of cases, survivors who have formed a chapter so they can help us raise money to find a cure.
And this is the time of year, you know, all year, everybody, all charities, all good charities are fundraising all year. But this is the time of year where charities are really pushing. And people sometimes think, I don't know where to go. I'm not sure who to give to. And this happened to you guys last year, but it's worth repeating, even though it's a year later. Charity Navigator, which is like the blue ribbon investigator for charities. If people are ever looking to give to a charity, go to Charity Navigator. They ranked you guys as the highest level, right?
They ranked us at the highest level. We were there for a few months, and then we brought in slightly less money in the next year than we had previous year. So we went to 3 stars, so now we're at 3 stars. We're probably going to be back at 4 stars the next time they take a look at us and see what, you know, what things we have done to improve the organization even after last year's great success. So needless to say, Charity Navigator knows that we are a strong organization,
right?
And I hope that donors will remember that.
Well, and one way to donate and not just write a check, which is fine if people want to go to allbloodcancers.org, they can always make a donation, and that's terrific. But this time of year, you want to get out, you want to have a little fun. Maybe you've got a group at work, maybe you've got just a bunch of friends. An event like Rockin' for a Cure is unbelievable, and I've got to tell you, you know this, I'm very, very excited about the band that you have brought back this year.
Absolutely. It's Libido Funk Circus. They are a great sort of dance, party dance rock band. They will play everything. You'll be singing along. You'll be dancing along. You know, dancing on tables is okay at Dirty Nellie's and Palatine. Yeah. Just don't say that I told you you could.
No, listen, we're not. I'm not a bouncer. I'm just there to host the thing. I'm not breaking anybody down. You mentioned Dirty Nellie's. The event is Thursday, December 8th at 7 o'clock at Dirty Nellie's Pub, 180 North Smith Street in Palatine. Tickets are very, very reasonable for this.
Right. They are $25 a person. They are $20 a person if you bring a group of 10 or more. So if you're thinking of trying to do a holiday party with your office and you want to do it for a good cause, we're the perfect place to do it. And as in years past, this year is going to be another banner year as far as raffle prizes being available. It sure seems like every year you are giving away a raffle prize or two to just about everybody who shows up.
Yeah, and the prizes just get bigger and bigger and more plentiful. The you know, tables and counters filled with prizes. Silent auction again this year as well?
Absolutely. Silent auction items. We've got weekend at Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club in Door County.
Ooh.
We've got some one-night stays at Indian Lakes Resort in Bloomingdale. We've got a day at the races at Hawthorne. We've got a Rockford Speedway package. We have I Love Lucy stuff, because you can't have Rockin' Fork here without
it. No, you cannot. I'm always amazed at how I didn't realize that the I Love Lucy market was so big, and people love this stuff. It's great stuff, and can't get enough of the I Love Lucy stuff.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, you mentioned Libido Funk Circus. I happen to know that members of Libido Funk Circus band love gigantic Rice Krispie treats.
You have them again? For those who haven't seen these, I don't know where you get. I have never seen these outside of Rocking for a Cure. These gigantic, almost placemat size, bigger than a placemat, Rice Krispie treats, and you bundle them up. And they're part of the raffle, and there's all sorts of other things. I know the drummer, Dan, from Libido Funk Circus, won those a couple years ago, and he could not have been happier.
No, he could not have been happier, and I think they probably didn't quite make it home. I mean, you think like an 18-inch by 24-inch slab of Rice Krispie Treats times five. So it's a metric ton.
Yeah,
Rice Krispie treats that went home with them, and I don't think they made it all the way home.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but I'll go with a metric ton. That sounds about right. That sounds about right to me. So people will come in. They'll pay $25, or they'll have a group of 10 or more, and they'll get the discounted price of $20. We already know the band is phenomenal. We know that there's silent auction items. We know there's great, great raffle prizes. There's usually some sort of tasty treats. Of course, you can buy all your beverages and things from Dirty Nellie's, but you guys will have a little something there as well, too.
A little something, that's right. Yep.
Some snacks for folks to come on in.
Absolutely. As soon as you get there, by 7 o'clock when you walk in, you'll be able to nibble on a little bit something and get the party started in the right fashion.
And the party has been getting bigger and bigger since I've been involved with it, which is, that's not my doing. That's the great committee that you guys have putting this together, because it seems like they start working on next year's Rockin' for a Cure the day after this year's Rockin' for a Cure is over.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of a year-long effort for those folks with the Dad's chapter, and we, you know, appreciate them just as much as all the other chapters of the foundation, because, like I say, if we didn't have their support and their volunteer efforts, we wouldn't be getting very far, and we wouldn't be able to fund $1 million in research.
How widespread are these blood cancers?
Well, you know, there's probably 1.2 million people who are diagnosed with one of those blood cancers, you know, alive and rolling around today. Every year, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people diagnosed with a lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's or Hodgkin's disease.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of people who are diagnosed with leukemia. There are thousands of people diagnosed with multiple myeloma and myelodysplastic syndrome. So the need is always there. What we're trying to do is put ourselves out of business.
We get
a few more years. We can fund great research conducted by a group of scientists we call new investigators. We get them $100,000 allotments of cash to do their projects. They end up becoming funded by the National Institutes of Health. Someone finds a cure, and then we can go from funding research to helping people pay for whatever the treatment's going to be, and then we can be out of business.
There you go. Then we'll just have a party to celebrate that we're going out of business.
At Rockin'.
That'll work out well. When you say that you counsel patients, what's obviously shock and disbelief and sadness are some of the initial reactions that patients go through when they hear that they or one of their family members has been diagnosed with one of these. But then where does the Leukemia Research Foundation step in to help them after that initial diagnosis?
Well, after the diagnosis and you're talking with your oncologist and you kind of get everything together, you go home and you realize that you have a whole bunch of questions that you couldn't think of right there in the moment.
Right.
We have a couple of patient programs that help out with that kind of thing. In fact, we're having one in January. It's called our town hall meeting, and we bring together a group of doctors who, for 3 hours on a 3 hours on a Sunday, come in and answer everyone's questions in town hall meeting style. So any kind of question about any aspect of blood cancer gets answered by, you know, medical experts, you know, oncologists, hematologists from, you know, places like Northwestern, Loyola, Rush, you know, everywhere in Chicagoland provide answers to those questions. And that's just one of the things that we do throughout the year to really help patients understand, you know, where they are, what, you know, what treatments they are going to be looking forward to if they're new to the diagnosis, what things they can do at home to help take care of themselves. So take care of themselves. You know, the whole gamut from A to Z, we try to get keep the patients covered so they know what's going on and they can get healthy faster.
Well, those are all great services. The thing is, all of that stuff costs money, and a great way to donate and have a wonderful time doing it is to go to Rockin' for a Cure. It is Thursday, December 8th, 7 o'clock at Dirty Nelly's Pub, which is at 180 North Smith Street in Palatine. It's right at the Metro stop, so you don't even have to drive. Get on the Metro, get off at Palatine, bang, you're right there. You can't beat it. $25 for the ticket. If you have a group of 10 or more, you can get a discounted price of $20. Libido Funk Circus is going to be there. They will have you dancing and singing. It's phenomenal. Get up there. Don, going to be doing the Wingspan of raffle tickets again?
Absolutely.
All right.
Buy your Wingspans of tickets for, I believe it's $35 for a Wingspan, $50 for two Wingspans. A tall person with a large actual armed or finger-to-finger Wingspan spread out, you may be talking about 40, 45, 48.
Yeah, he extends his arms all the way. I would, if I were you, I would talk to him about that. If I were a somebody going to the party, I'm happy that he's stretching it all the way out.
Absolutely. I mean, you definitely get your money's worth for that Wingspan. And then, you know, like I say, it seems like everybody walks out of there with some kind of raffle prize.
Yeah, there's wonderful prizes. It's a great venue and a lot of fun for a wonderful, wonderful cause. Again, Rockin' for a Cure, put on by the Dad's Chapter of the Leukemia Research Foundation, Thursday, December 8th at Dirty Nelly's Pub. That's in Palatine. If you go to allbloodcancers.org/rockin', you can get all the information. Or just go to allbloodcancers.org and find out more about the Leukemia Research Foundation and the great work they do. Carl, thanks for joining me. I will see you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks. Thank you again, Brian, for all of your hard work and helping us out with the rest of WGN to put on a fantastic program and to help people living with a blood cancer.
Well, let's get everybody out there on the 8th, and we will have a good time and raise some big money. Thanks again, Carl. Take it easy.